Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am really excited for today's conversation. And last night, I was having a hard time sleeping because my brain was playing this episode over and over again. And so today, I was like, let me go ahead and record this, because if I don't, I'm going to have another sleepless night. So before we get into today's topic, we have a sponsor, and again, it's yours truly. Jayre Integrative Wellness Services is a therapy private practice in the state of Georgia, helping women and couples with sexual empowerment, sexual wellness, communication, conversation about desires, libido, intimacy, cravings, all the things that you may not talk about on a day-to-day basis. So we are currently taking Aetna, Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and are strictly virtual. So if you are interested in getting on that therapy train, because wellness is needed and is necessary for all of us, definitely click the link in the show notes and hit us up. I got you. So today's episode, I'm going to use my words, because sometimes me writing what I'm thinking or what I'm me writing doesn't come off as it would if I'm talking. So today I'm going to give the backstory of the journey to Juicy Retreat, how it came about, and where I would like to see it go. So we have to start with a story time, because most good things start with a story. So I am a military brat. I was born in Germany. My sister was born in Japan. We spent a lot of time overseas. We traveled. I like to tell people that the first time that I went to Disney was in Paris, because we were living overseas. And I actually stopped telling people that story because I was always made to feel some type of way. But I don't care, because it's an important part of my journey and where I'm trying to take my business and why I'm providing the offers that I'm providing. So when I got older, I'd always had the travel bug. Every 2 years, I get the itch to move. I've been in Georgia for a very, very long time. But like clockwork, every 2 years, I'm like, I want to move. I want to go somewhere else. I want to be somewhere else. Because as a kid, about every 3 or 4 years, I was moving. So I just made it an effort to take trips. So I would go to the beach. I absolutely love the beach. And around 2015, I amped it up. So I went on my first cruise in August of 2015. And it was like an seven-day, eight-day cruise. I went with some friends and my mom. We went to St. Kitts. We went to Puerto Rico, Turks and Caicos. I think there were some other places in there. Had a really good time. After that, I turned around within the next couple of weeks and went to the Dominican Republic for a friend's wedding. And then turned around a couple of weeks after that and went to New Orleans for my birthday. New Orleans pops up a couple times in my travel. I absolutely love going to New Orleans. So that's 2015. 2016, I believe I might have went on a cruise to the Bahamas. Somewhere in there, there's a cruise to Bahamas. And I spent going into the year of 2017, I spent New Year's Eve in New Orleans. And 2018, is when I started the big trips. So at the end of the year, I would always go on a really big trip. And that was a way for me. I was always looking forward to that trip. Always looking forward to that trip. Because that was the way for me to end the year, celebrate all the things that I had done for myself throughout the year. So in 2018, I went to London. In 2019, I went to Aruba And we went to Amsterdam at the end of the year. 2020 was no bueno. No bueno, went absolutely nowhere. Y'all know why. We was stuck in the house, couldn't go nowhere. And then in 2021, I went to Jamaica. So 2022, I made the decision that I was going to sit still and really give my business 100%, because in 2020, that's when I left corporate. And when you don't have a regular check coming in, that every 2 weeks check, you have to look at things a little different. But what I noticed was I was yearning, like I was missing going on my trips. However, there is also something to be said about 2022. So 2022 was the year that was hard. 2022 was really hard. I didn't get to travel. And what I found out about myself was I used travel to escape. At some point, it became a way for me to leave my life behind and not worry about anything that was going on here. So it was above and beyond a vacation. It was, I don't have to be a mom. I don't have to be a partner. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to think about anything. I can just go and just be. No one's looking for me. But the more that I paid attention to that way of traveling, I also recognized that when I came home, it would take 2 to 3 days for me to get back acclimated to the space. And when I say get back acclimated, there was always like a slight dip in my mood. I won't say slight. Let me be transparent with y'all. It was like a mini depression. Like I would literally be going through it because I'm back in my life. People are kind of, from the moment my feet landed on this ground and I was picked up, somebody wanted something. And like it's almost immediately I was back in my life with responsibilities. And they didn't care that I was gone or that I had been on a plane for 8 to 9 hours. They wanted what they wanted from me right then and there. And it would just send me on a downward spiral of frustration, irritability, cranky, didn't want, like my energy was on one when I came home from my trips. And in 2022, I was like, wow, I was running from my life. Like my life, in my eyes, I felt like my life was such a struggle that for a week every year, I needed to run from it. And I had to sit with that. I had to sit with that because why do I have a life that I despise? And I had to think about it. My corporate job, I had hit the max. There was nowhere else for me to go. I didn't want to go up any higher. I didn't like the things that I saw in the position that I decided to be in. I was driving in traffic on a minimum, sitting in traffic about 3 hours a day. My kids were all over the place. Like, I didn't have real structure at home because I couldn't be home the way that I wanted to. And I just knew that there was more for me, and I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to do that. And so the first big step I made in no making the decision that something had to change was I decided to leave my corporate job. Scary. It still is scary to this day, and we're in year three. But that was the first big decision that I made. And from that decision, then I was able to do baby steps, like making schedules for the kids and being able to show up at their things and figuring out what it is I wanted to do in this world and figuring out how can I wake up every day and do things that don't make me want to run away from my life. And here we are we are in 2023. I have not taken a big trip and I have been okay. I've been okay. And I believe that I would like to believe that I've done enough work that I'm at a place where if I was to go on a trip, that would be the icing on the cake for my life. Because I've created, intentionally created a life that I don't want to run away from. So, in the midst of all of that, the transitioning, I got a business coach and we had a meeting and she asked me, I was doing all the things. I was watching what I saw the business people out in this world do. And I was doing that. I was copying that because I'd never been a business owner before. I didn't know what I didn't know. And so the best way for me to get my foot out there is to do what everybody else is doing. Have a million offers and mimic the offers that they had. And she asked me, well, what is it you truly want to be doing? Like, what is your dream offer? And I was like, well, I would love to have a mastermind with a retreat. And she said, well, why don't you just do that? Because I don't see how that's feasible. I don't know the first thing about retreats. I don't know how to do it. I just don't know. And so she helped me carve that out. And that is how the Journey to Juicy Retreat was born. And for me, the retreat is not about escape. So that's one of the things that I make very apparent is if you plan on coming on to one of my retreats, you're not trying to escape. Really what you're needing is just the space, because you know that something has to shift. You know that something is not right. You know that you want something more. You know that there's something that needs to be tweaked. But when you're in it, you can't find the answers. Because I noticed when doing sessions with my clients, it's really hard for them to have that follow through. Because almost immediately after we get off of our call, they are called back into the world. Which is why at the end of my sessions, I always ask them to do something that's going to make them feel good, or do something that's going to help them get grounded to be able to process. Any action step that I give them, some of the things I tell them, do it as soon as we get off of the call, because if not, it's going to get knocked down to the bottom of the list and you're going to do all the things to show up for everybody else, because that is your norm. Your norm is to make sure the kids are taken care of, make sure your partner's taken care of, your mama call, job send an email, you're going to check all the emails, you know, like, dinner needs to be made, the dog needs to be washed, groceries. You go back into your life and you forget to make the change. And so for me, the Journey to Juicy is a space for just a couple days, depending on which retreat you choose to come on. You stop. You stop and you process and you start thinking about the next best step. And you build an action plan for that next best step, and you have support in learning how to execute that next best step. On the longer retreats, you start actually doing those things and processing and learning your bad habits and wanting to shift those habits into something different and implementing it right then and there. Without the noise, without the distractions, and then you're given tangible steps on how to take exactly what you have going on in that space from the Journey to Juicy and moving it over into your everyday life, one baby step at a time. Now, we're not going to change your whole life in one retreat, but if you were to take one thing that you've already started getting into the habit of doing, then you can implement that into your life. And the Journey to Juicy, I like the name because it's a retreat, right? So it's a journey in the midst of your journey. And I just like the definition of juicy. Hold on, let me pull it up for you because I want to make sure I give you the politically correct definition so you can understand my thought process. So the definition that I went off is temptingly appealing, succulent, and it just makes me think full. Like just it, you're full. Like you're going into the journey of fullness, of satisfaction, of just like it's good. It's good. Like when you bite into the beginning of the summer, when I walk into Publix, if you have a Publix around you, it's like a Southern grocery store. You can smell when they're cutting the watermelon. You can smell the sweetness and you just like your mouth starts watering. And you just know when you bite into that watermelon, that thing is going to be sweet and juicy and ripe. And it's going to feel so good. That's how I feel when I eat a really good watermelon or a really sweet pineapple is just so satisfying. And in that moment, the only thing that matters is the flavorfulness and the juiciness of that fruit. And that is what I want for women that come to my retreat to feel, is just like the focus and the flavorfulness and just all of the goodness that is going to come from this particular space. And later on in the process, as I continue to build out and decide what I wanted my retreats to look like, I decided that the retreats were going to be for Black women only. Because for Black women, there is a significant experience that we have in our day-to-day lives. And it is very much mirrored from one Black woman to the next, to the next, to the next. You'd be hard-pressed to find a group of Black women that can't say, I can relate. I can relate. There are just some things that are universal between us that we have to deal with. And so I want to be able to have those conversations. I want to be able to have those candid conversations. I want to be able to give these women the space to be honest about what's really going on, what's hurting them, what their blocks are, what the resistance is, and have the support to do that. To have women that look like them to do that, to have that healing, to have that those sacred bonds with other women, because, you know, we already have this stereotype that Black women can't get along, and that's so not true. But there is that fear. I can't be friends with her, or I can't share with her. But the healing begins when you're honest about your experience, you're honest about what you're feeling, you let down your armor of, I want to be strong. The retreats are not the place for you to be strong. That's why I have created a team. You know, like I have myself and other coaches to help us hold space for you. So you can see yourself and truly be seen by another and understand that it can be different. It can be different. It may take some time, but it can be different. And for me, that was very important. And when I did the research on if there are retreats out here for Black women, there are, but they're so far and few. They're so far and few. And it's a lot of Black women in this world. So we need more. We need more. Like, it's not saturated at all. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for the space. I'm putting two things that I love together, coaching and traveling. That sounds like heaven to me. That sounds like heaven to me. And it's a great place for me to be in my element and show up at like 100% capacity. Because when I am traveling, I feel good. I feel free. I feel open. I feel tapped in. And to be able to give that level of myself to a woman that is in the process, that she's in the journey of just her pleasure and reconnecting with herself and rekindling to who she wants to be and her dreams and learning how to maneuver in a world that says that she can't, that she needs to do, and all she wants to do is be. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel good, because what I know for a fact, just from working with clients, is when you make a shift, the ripple is wide. Coming to one of my retreats and being able to sit down and not show up for anyone, just show up for yourself, knowing what that feels like and knowing that it's okay to have that. And then you come home and you start implementing that and you start standing up for yourself and using your voice and being visible and prioritizing yourself and those in your life seeing it, seeing what you do and what you stand for now, they're going to notice that there's a difference. Even if you were to do just take one thing and make a change, they're going to notice the shift. And those that have been looking for someone to show the example, they're going to follow you. Whether it's your daughter, your goddaughter, your nieces, who you work with, your coworkers, your friends, your family, right? They're going to notice a shift and they're going to want to know what you're doing. And so just by you taking the time for yourself, whether it's a weekend or 3 or 4 days or longer, you come home different, you come home transformed, and then you start transforming everyone just by being you, just by making better decisions for yourself. So again, I'm super, super, super excited to see where this goes because I see this being international. When I say international, I'm talking about we're going to Amsterdam, we're going to Paris, we're going, right? We're going. So the first one is coming up in June, and we're going to be in the mountains of Georgia for just a weekend. And that is really just to get your feet wet with what it looks like to just be, to have so much space and get comfortable with space. And then the second retreat is going to be in November in Tulum, Mexico. So if that is something that you're interested in, there's an application below for you to kind of share your thoughts about this episode and what came up for you. And you can just let me know that you are interested in the retreat and you want to chat about it. And we will definitely get you on a call so that we can see if this is going to be a good fit for you and where you're at in your journey so that you have the necessary support. And the next episodes after this, to kind of close out the season, I'm going to interview the coaches that are coming onto the Mexico retreat for me. So I have Jasmine Hall, who is a worth coach, self-worth. And then I have Sheena Williamson, who is the joy curator. So imagine you have pleasure, you have worth, you have joy. I hit the lottery when I met these women. I definitely did. When I first met them, I didn't know how important or how instrumental they were going to be in the development of me creating space for Black women. But the ancestors smiled upon me and knew what they were doing when they put me in spaces with these women. And so I am excited to be able to, I call us the trifecta, the threesome. I'm excited for what we have for you and what we can provide for you. So definitely tune in because there will be a continuation of this in the next two episodes with the interviews that I have with these particular ladies. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, let me know how you feel. Rate, review, share this episode. Sharing is caring. So share this episode with someone you love, someone that you feel like needs to hear it. And I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.